welcome back to the show. And just like I told you, we have a very, very important interaction right here in our studios. I'll be speaking to officials from the SDG Graduate School, as well as the officials from the German Academic Exchange Service. We'll be talking about some very important subject here. So let me do what to introduce the lady and gentleman I have here in the studio with me. I have here Professor Raymond Vogels. I hope I got the name right. He's from the University of Hildesheim in Germany. And I also have here in the studio with me Mrs. Dorothy Schwab. She's also from the German Academic Exchange Service. And I also have here Dr. Christopher Taku. He is the coordinator of SDG School, University of Maiduguri. They are here in the studio for a very quick interaction. Let me say good morning to you, Dr. Taku.
Good morning.
I hope you're doing well. Okay, so I'll begin the discussion with Mrs. Dorothy Schwab. Let me start with you. Can you tell us about the specific mission and approaches of the SDG Graduate Schools funded by the German Academic Exchange Service?
Yeah, thank you. Let me briefly introduce the German Academic Exchange Service, which is the world's largest funding organization for the exchange of students and researchers, and it's a kind of internationalization agency in the academic world. And over the years we have been committed to development cooperation and acting as a partner between the Federal Ministry for Economic Cooperation and Development and the universities. We believe that well-executed higher education systems are essential for sustainable development and the achievement of international development objectives, like the Sustainable Development Goals adopted in 2015 by the United Nations. And in this framework, we started the program of the SDG, bilateral SDG graduate schools in 2016 with financial support of the Federal Ministry of, for Economic Cooperation and Development. In this framework, the SDG graduate schools should aim to contribute to the achievement of the SDGs by university partnerships and the establishment of graduate schools to foster the education on master, PhD, and postdoc level in the global south.
Okay.
So, yeah, the graduate schools are to be established in the global south.
Well, if you're doing the listening, this interaction is in relation to that publicity we've been doing concerning the SDG Graduate School of Performance, Sustainability, Cultures and Development in West Africa, which is a collaborative project between the University of Cape Coast, University of Maiduguri, Nigeria, and University of Hildesheim in Germany. A program that's been going on this campus, and we'll go until the 10th of March 2018. So that's particularly what we're talking about here. I'll get to you, Dr. Taku. I want to find out from you, I mean, who are the partners involved in the SDG Graduate School performing sustainability, and what is relevant about the cooperation between the three universities?
The partners involved in the graduate school are University of Cape Coast, Ghana, University of Maiduguri, Nigeria, and University of Hildesheim in Germany. And this is not the first time we are having partnership between these three universities. We've had partnership in the past, and for now, these are the organizations, I mean, institutions that are involved in this partnership right now.
And what's relevant about the partnership that we formed?
Well, the partnership is very important because if you look at it, particularly in West Africa, very few universities have this type of partnership. Universities seem to operate independently, but it's good that the University of Maiduguri is cooperating with the University of Cape Coast, and we also have partners in Germany that we are cooperating with, and I think this is quite important. to share ideas, to work together, to form that cooperation.
Can we get an insight into the typical project that you support? What are the typical projects that you support?
Well, for this project in particular, you know, the project is performing sustainability, cultures and development in West Africa. The focus of this is how do you use culture to resolve some issues, particularly the topical issue in this project for us at University of Maiduguri is the issue of Boko Haram, the insurgency going on in the northeast of Nigeria. And we have 6 PhD students and 6 MA students, and most of their topics relate to the Boko Haram issue. So the students are employing different methods in looking at the system. Some are looking at the aftermath, some are looking at the IDPs, that is the internally displaced people. Some are working on community theater, how do you use it to resolve conflict. So it's mostly about conflict resolution and taking care of the aftermath of the insurgency. So these are the projects that are supported by now.
Let me get to you, Mrs. Schwab. I want to find out, why is the German Academic Exchange Service supporting this or funding this project?
In fact, we are funding 7 projects all over the world, 2 in Latin America, 1 in Vietnam, Asia, and 4 in Africa. And amongst them, the graduate schools performing sustainability. And we expect the graduate school to become a regional hub for cultures and sustainability in West Africa and this region, and to educate well-trained experts to help us solve tomorrow's problems.
And what are the outcomes? What are the expected outcomes for your organization?
As I said before, we believe in strong and outward-looking higher education institutions. They are essential for the development, for sustainable development, and so this is a commitment to establish and fostering higher education systems and institutions.
Dr. Taku, we know that 6 scholarship holders will be going to the University of Hildesheim, Germany, for this summer. What are the activities outlined for them?
The purpose of the visit, one is for exchange program, and 3 from University of Cape Coast and 3 from University of Maiduguri, and basically is to continue with work on their projects, on their individual projects, and also to participate in the exchange, because as you can see, exchange is quite important. This is why we have workshops in Nigeria, we have workshops in Cape Coast, and then 3 will be going this summer for an exchange program.
I seem to have left Professor Vogels out of the conversation. I mean, you are from the University of Hildesheim. What would these scholarship holders actually be doing there?
Well, of course, we use the stay in Hildesheim to overcome maybe shortcomings in the academic infrastructure they may encompass in their home university. So I think most of the work is really dedicated to library work. There are quite a number of international databases we host at Hildesheim University, and we want our students to have access to them. But at the same time, we sort of designed a program for their stay. You can't just stuff someone for 3 months into a library. This is just too boring. So we invited quite a number of experts, sort of continuing somehow what we're doing here already, have weekly seminars, give them actually a lot of time to present their work, to discuss their work with us. So we dedicate time from our side as well to be there as a partner to discuss, to bring forward their PhD thesis, help them to write. So basically we do expect after the 3 months in Germany that they get the push really to go home to their home university and finalize their work, or at least have so much orientation that they go back and sit down and are able to work.
Let me get back to you, Dr. Taku. Well, returning to the University of Cape Coast, we know you have a workshop ongoing. We want to find out, I mean, what are the activities planned for the workshop in the University of Cape Coast?
For the 2 weeks, we, apart from the workshop that is going on right now, the with the invited guests, the resource persons, we also have a roundtable discussion. We have film screening, and the students will also perform, because they are expected to, one of the tasks given to the students is to come up with a performance that they can stage it together. So actually, these are the some of the activities that we have.
Professor Valdez, you want to
I would specifically draw your attention to our public roundtable on higher education, traditions, challenges, perspectives from Ghana and Germany, which is happening on Thursday, 1st of March, at the Amisa Arthur Language Center at 2:30. We brought a very renowned expert from Germany in to who is an expert on higher education, and he's going to meet a colleague.
Professor Kobner Yangsin.
Yes, right. Thank you very much. And the two will have a roundtable discussion. And we do expect, by comparing the Ghanaian perspective and the German perspective, to get a really a higher insight. Where are the obstacles, but where are the chances for cooperation? Because cooperation is what we are, why we are here, and we need to identify where are the fields, even in view on future development of our projects.
Okay, let me wrap up the conversation with you, Madam Schwab. I mean, finally, I'm sure we've talked about expectations, but so what are we hoping to see there for people who want to participate in this program? What are they likely to see as a form of conclusion?
To see in this participants, scholarship holders, for example, or
for people who want to participate in this program, what are they likely to experience? What's likely to be experienced for people who would participate?
Yeah, basically, it's the DAD is funding the project, so the teams of the FPG graduate schools could describe this a little better. I think the experience of this PhD program,
okay.
and workshops and also stays in Germany, for example. So in fact, the protagonists of the program are the universities participating and the scholarship holders.
Okay. Well, we're out of time, actually. But I want to say thank you very much for the time. And I've been speaking to Professor Raymond Vogels from the University of Hildesheim in Germany. And I've also been speaking to Mrs. Dorothy Schwab from the German Academic Exchange Service. And I've also been speaking to Dr. Christopher Taku. He's the coordinator of the SDG School, University of Maiduguri. I want to say thank you very much for your time. And listeners, also thank you very much for your listening time. We're very grateful. Up next is the news at 10. And we hope to come your way same time tomorrow with more and bigger issues for discussion in the morning.